right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, what is this, May 7th edition, 2007 of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Sounds like somebody's been messing with the tunes on my Dixie Chicks. I don't know. You know, it sounds like somebody, they added an instrument or something. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, okay, listen. Here's the deal. I've got no guests today. Today, I'm going to just talk to you. I've got a bunch of issues I want to go over, and I got some. I'm going to open the phone lines up today, and I'm going to let you call in, and we can talk about these things. I've got guests coming up tomorrow and Wednesday. I'm going to have Jim Mars on this week. Also going to talk about a subject, and I've been you know, toying with this for a while. Behind the scenes, I've been following it for quite some time. I'll tell you about it a little bit later, but I've decided that I'm going to go ahead and start reporting on it because it's an issue that is very important to us as patriots and all of the American people for that matter. It's one of those things. It's almost like a soap opera. You have to, you know, keep up with it. And I really didn't want to do that, but I've decided that I am. Anyway, let me do this. Of course, as we all know, freedom to fascism. They pulled that off of Google, I mentioned to you last week, because the Queen has come over. Now, I don't know that that's the reason, but it might have something to do with it. At least that's what... Now my engineer's back there backing off saying, no, I didn't say that. Okay, well, anyway... it's off of Google. If you want to get a copy of it, as always, go to my friend Bobby, who helps me out with this, at Freedom777. Get your pen. It's Freedom777 at safe-mail.net. Again, that's Freedom777 at safe-mail.net. You want to get it if you don't have it. You want to pass it out to a friend. That's the promise that I ask you to make to me is... share it with a friend, okay? And the reason for this is because we want to educate enough people that if they're ever called for jury duty, that they can, they'll be educated enough to vote not guilty if it's a tax trial. So, enough of that. I want to talk a little bit today about this debate that Ron Paul had on NBC or MSNBC the other night. And I'm going to tell you about the results on that. And as all the patriots are aware, this guy is really, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and I know a lot of you out there feel the same way, he's our only hope. We get this guy elected, and I'm telling you, there's going to be some major changes in this country. For those of you who listened to my show last Thursday, it was a bit of an emotional show because, you know, we're on this network, and we're out to win battles, okay? And we won a couple battles. There was one of them I think we're going to win. We haven't quite won it yet, which is the hate crimes thing. I'll talk about a little bit. But the Fox News was going to not air or not let Ron Paul participate in the debates. And I had mentioned that on my show last week, and I'd given a number to call, and evidently a listener or two called in, and they said, well, you know, that radio talk show host is lying to you because he is going to participate. Well, I wasn't lying to anybody. What happened the night before is Aaron Russo had sent me an email with thousands, he had sent out thousands of emails to everybody who happens to be a volunteer for America Freedom to Fascism, and I happened to be one of them. And they sent me the email address of all, everybody that is affiliated with Fox. They sent me their email address, and I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning sending out an email to all of these people. And thousands of other people were too, okay? And I don't know for sure, but if I had to place a bet, I'd bet that is the reason why Ron Paul's going to be participating in the debates on Fox. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with me. I got a lot to cover.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I haven't opened up the phone lines yet, but I've got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is, and I'm going to go to him first. Let's go to Chris in Illinois. You're on with Michael, Chris. Hello.
It's me. You stated last Friday that you disagree with what I said about John Buchanan.
What I said was, and listen closely, okay, and you can go in and listen to the archives.
I quoted you.
Excuse me?
You said, and I quote, that you disagree with what I said about John Buchanan.
Mm-hmm. I listened to his interview.
And what is it that you're saying I said about John Buchanan, and what is the nature of your disagreement with my
what you said, Chris, what you said about John Buchanan when Don Nikoloff was on my program is Don Nikoloff and I were talking about the article that he had written. Okay, and you were disagreeing, and you were trying to discredit
it. Don't change the subject.
I'm not changing the subject, sir.
What are you saying I said?
Cut him off.
What are you saying I said?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying exactly what you told me.
That's a change. That's fine. I accept that.
Okay, that's fine. Now listen to me. Then you can respond, okay? You were on my show last week, and you were attempting to discredit Don Nikoloff's article. Okay, and you mentioned, go look at writings from John Buchanan, which I did, and I went in and I listened to an interview with John Buchanan. And what I said was, I found nothing that John Buchanan said that refuted what Don Nikoloff said. Now, that's what I said.
Okay, let's take off from there.
Go ahead.
You also said that John Buchanan and Webster Tarpley agree with Don Nikoloff's conclusion. Now, what is that?
Excuse me?
What conclusion is it that you are asserting that Webster Tarpley agrees with that Don Nikoloff has reached?
Don Nikoloff has reached a conclusion. Have you read his article, Chris?
Yes, I have. And I believe you're referring to his statement that George Bush is actually George Scherf.
Right. And you're trying to tie.
Webster Tarpley never said that. Neither did John Buchanan.
Cut him down. Cut him down. You're the guy that's trying to tie in Zionism with Don Nikoloff's article, and by the fact that he did not point out Zionism, that you're trying to discredit his article, Chris.
Discredited his article because it was not conducted in a scholarly fashion. I pointed out that he was relying upon photographs that he did not try to substantiate. I pointed out several flaws in his reasoning, and I could go down the line. And he's trying to lay blame on the Vatican, for things that he names were done by Zionist Jewish bankers, including Rothschilds and Warburgs. Now, those people, the Balfour Declaration itself was made out to Lord Rothschild. Those were Zionist Jews, and that is a fundamental issue as to why they financed Adolf Hitler. And the horrific crimes that were committed against the Jewish people have to be identified with the Zionists who perpetrated them. Well, that is a fundamental issue that he is obfuscating, and he is viciously scapegoating Catholics for what these Zionist Jewish bankers did.
He's viciously scapegoating Catholics. Well, why is it that you're attacking me, sir? I didn't write the article.
Because you said you disagreed with me, and now you're saying you do not.
I didn't say I didn't disagree with you. Okay, you pointed out to me, Chris, that because he didn't go into the issue of Zionism, that you were pointing out flaws in his article. I have no control over whether he writes about Zionism or whether he doesn't write about Zionism. Okay, the research that I have done regarding his article and also regarding the gentleman that you told me to go research, I didn't find any inconsistencies in his conclusion. And I would suggest that if you do, then Don Nikoloff is the guy to take it up with, not me. I didn't write it.
You dance better than Gene Kelly.
Thank you.
John Buchanan identified the Bushes as being descendants of the Bushes. Nikoloff identifies them as imposters who are, in fact, sheriffs. That's a difference. That is not the same conclusion. Now, where they do agree is the fact that these bankers financed Adolf Hitler. There they agree.
Mm-hmm.
That is not novel research by Mr. Nikoloff,
mm-hmm.
and I suggest that now he is aware of Mr. Buchanan's research and the research upon which Mr. Buchanan rested, his arguments would be stronger.
Tell me something, Chris. Are you an associate of Eric Huffschmidt?
No.
You're not?
No.
Okay. All right. Just curious. Go ahead. I'm listening. You got the floor, buddy. Go ahead.
Another thing that I would like to point out to you is that it is not pigeonholing you to ask you to tell the whole truth.
And sir,
the whole truth.
Excuse me, Chris. As I said, you're telling me that I'm being pigeonholed. I didn't write the article.
I'm not. See, you misrepresent everything I say. I said you have said that you're being pigeonholed into defining these people.
No, that isn't what I... Cut him down. That isn't what I said, Chris. I said that I am not going to allow some of these listeners to call in here and try to pigeonhole me as a Jew hater, of which I'm not. Okay, or a Jesuit hater, of which I'm not, okay, or a gray reptilian hater, or anybody else, okay? That's not what I'm about, Chris, all right? And anybody that calls in and is trying to get me to go down that path is going to bat their head up against a brick wall because I'm not going there. Turn him back up. Go ahead, you got the floor. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
What you said is nonsense. I never tried to pigeonhole you into being a Jew hater. I'm trying to get you to reveal the whole truth like someone is told to do in court.
Chris,
may I finish?
No. Turn him down. You're trying to get me to reveal a whole truth on an article that I didn't write. Go get Don Nikoloff to reveal the whole truth if you have a problem with it, sir. I just report. I didn't write the article. Cut him off. He's done. Sorry about that, gang, but I'm not going to get in the middle of these issues when somebody's got a problem with a journalist, of which I have nothing to do with because I didn't write the article, okay? Chris, if you have issue with Don Nikoloff and you want to go there with him, that's fine, okay? Send me an email. My email is discerner, discerner, 12000@yahoo.com. Point out your discrepancies. I will be happy to forward them to Don Nikoloff, and you can respond with him. I'm not going to sit here and go into this area with you because it's not my issue. It's yours and Don Nikoloff's. Thank you very much. Sorry about that, gang. Let's move on. I was before I got the telephone call. What's the matter? My engineer's in the background saying, take a deep breath and repeat after me. Kuz Fraba. For anybody of you who've seen anger management. Oh, well, whatever. Okay, let's go to Don. Or not, let's go to Don. Yes, let's go to Don Nikoloff. Oh, my gosh. Okay, hey, listen, I want to tell everybody that, you know, some of the shows that I've mentioned, I told you that my wife lives in Arizona, and I happen to be graced with her presence right now, sitting right across the table from me, because she's made a trip to Texas to visit. So at some point in time, if anybody might want to talk to her about any issue regarding me, other than discrediting Don's article, I think she'll be happy to answer with you. And she's got a lovely Scottish accent, so... All right, let's shift gears here. The NBC poll, the MSNBC poll. Now, guys, as I mentioned before, Ron Paul is probably our last hope. And we had an issue with Ron Paul as far as Fox not wanting to handle the debate with Ron Paul in it. And we got that issue resolved because Aaron Russo had sent an email out to everybody on his email list, which numbered in the thousands, maybe tens of thousands. And if all of the people did what I did, they sent emails, they lambasted Fox with an email to everybody. And they got that decision reversed, and Ron Paul is going to participate in those debates, and that's coming up on the 15th of May. But I wanted to go in, and I wanted to read to you what the results were of the MSNBC poll, and I watched it. I don't know how many of you guys out there watched it, but I have to tell you, according to the constitutional issues, Ron Paul is our best candidate. There is nobody that has a more stellar voting record than Ron Paul. Now, you know, again, there are people that were in that debate, Mitt Romney's one of them, that are more, physically polished, if you will. They look better than Ron Paul, which unfortunately sometimes sways a few voters. But as far as voting the issues, and as far as somebody who is pure of heart and means what he says, Ron Paul is our man. But I'm going to read this off to you. It says there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6 different areas of which to vote. The first one was who stood out from the pack. And Ron Paul got 38% of the votes, which the next one down, which would be Mitt Romney, got 22% of the votes. Now, remember, when Ron Paul went in there, he had 1% of the votes. And this is the issue that Fox was complaining that they didn't want him and a number of other people even participating because it was a waste of their time, blah, 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 whatever they were saying. But he was standing at about 1% of the votes. Now he's up to 38% on who stood out from the pack. Question number 2, who showed the most leadership qualities? Ron Paul, 33%. The next one down, Mitt Romney at 21%. That, again, up from 1%. Question number 3, who was the most convincing candidate? Ron Paul, 36%. The next one down, Mitt Romney. Now, again, part, in my estimation, part of, oh, we have another, what? If I wanted Don, he's back. What, he's on the line? Don Nikoloff? Okay, well, tell him to hold. We're going to go to a break in a minute, and then I'll pull him up here. But, I don't want to spend the whole tour. I put Don back on the line, and then Chris is going to call back in. We're going to have a war right on. Okay, let's see. Who was the most convinced? Should I do it? All right. Let's go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. If you're listening, Chris, hold the line. I may ask you to call back in. We'll see. I'm going to bring Don back up in a minute. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave CN3. It's going to get good.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Well, guess what? We've got Don Nikoloff on the line, going to respond to Chris, evidently, and we'll see what Don's got to say here. We were talking about Ron Paul, but I'm going to take a break and go back on this other issue, and then I'm going to lay it to rest, hopefully. But let's go to Don. Go ahead, Don. You're on with Michael.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, I guess.
other than a bit perturbed.
Yeah, a little bit. Go ahead.
You know, when I was on your show, what was it, last week, and we had fielded a call from this gentleman, and if for the new listeners out there, basically he was saying that I should have identified the Zionists, and I should have turned this 16,000-word article, supported by some pictures, into a treatise on Zionism, or the Zionists, or the Jews, to use his words.
Right.
That's not what the article was about.
Mm-hmm.
And I stated that specifically, and I'll state it again. Now, if I wanted to write an article on Zionism, I certainly could embark upon that path and do that. That was not what the article was about. So he's missing the point, and to browbeat me, or to browbeat you, or anyone else that finds something positive in the article, or something revealing, or something enlightening, because we're not talking about Zionism, is a bit disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
And it leads me to think that he's carrying out someone else's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I made that point clear to him last week. Now, I even suggested he write his own piece on Zionism, and he said he did. A 3,000-page book.
Right.
And I went online and downloaded the book.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's like 2,825 pages.
Okay.
So it grew in size.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's being a bit disingenuous in his description of his own book. Now, here's a man who's written what would some would think was an encyclopedia on the topic. If it's not getting the attention that he wants, then it indicates something about his writing gift. Now, whether that's positive or negative or whether people don't want to hear about that is another issue. I happen to know that I've received more positive feedback from people, more positive emails, more positive conversation from people because of the nature of the research I did. And I clearly, emphatically even wrote about what the project was about, what the research was about. So there should be no doubt about it, or no question.
Right.
Now,
well,
just to create a simple analogy, if I may, let's say I'm doing a piece on porpoises, and he's mad because I'm not talking about lobsters or sea bass or rainbow trout, and that I'm not writing about all fish. And just for simplicity's sake, I think anyone listening with half a brain is going to hear the truth in what I'm saying.
Okay, Don, look, we've got, and I know you talked to me off air a few minutes ago, we've got a caller on the line that wants to ask you a question. Her name is Sherry from Kansas. Do you want to take it?
Sherry from Kansas.
Yes.
The land of the Wizard of Oz. Sure, why not?
All right, let's go to Sherry from Kansas. You're on with Don. Sherry.
Hi, Don. We actually have that book, The Prodigal Genius by John O'Neill. And I was looking in it about the references just in the index that they had to this sheriff guy. Mm-hmm. And one of them, it says that he, and I get the impression this was the early 1900s, the best I can tell. Doesn't really give a date. But it says he seriously burned his face and hands in, when he was helping Tesla pour some lead down holes. Did you read that in there?
Yes, I read the book.
Okay. So are there any pictures of... Now, are you saying this sheriff guy was also Prescott Bush? That's the impression I got.
I'm drawing the conclusion based on all of the evidence, all of the research, and the synchronicity of the two men's position. Is it impossible that someone can have can be a double agent? We know this goes on all the time.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Were you able to find any pictures of Prescott Bush that might verify that he had serious burns?
Well, there are very, very strong similarities between the two, and in fact, both of them had receding hairlines, just like the relatives. Now, a lot of people have receding hairlines. I'm not jumping to a conclusion. I'm comparing features. I'm comparing dates and data and the research information that I dug out of the rabbit hole, as Michael likes to say.
Okay. We have anything else, Sherry?
Well, I just wondered if there was anything like it says that he burnt his eyes and his hands, and I don't know if you've ever... I'm sure you've seen people that have serious burns. Was there how?
Well, there are different types of burns, you know, and they could have been serious. Was he a monster? Well, I happen to know that after they shut down the Union Banking Corporation, George Scherf worked at Arnold Constable as a salesman. He was selling suits in a very high-end, posh dry goods store in New York City.
So somebody that looked... You know, that was physically deformed in the face, they probably wouldn't have had him working in that type of job.
That's
okay,
correct.
I got to stop both of you. I got to go to a break here. Sherry, have you got anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks for the call, dear. Let's go to a break. Stick with me for a minute, Don. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12-1 radio, 80 shortwave. Stick with me because it's going to get better.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. All right, we got Don on the line here. Don, go ahead and continue. Hello.
Well, yes, I'm still here.
All right.
Sherry from Kansas was the last one speaking.
Right.
I think, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, she was. Well, listen. Here's the thing. Is that, yes, Chris is back, and he's here, and he's on the line waiting. Okay, and I'm going to ask you, because as I told Chris, you know, this is your article. You wrote it. Now, the investigation that I've done on your article is that I can't refute anything that was said. The problem that I've got here is that this guy keeps calling in, and he's making, you know, accusatory statements towards me, and here I am stuck in the middle of this thing, okay? So my question to you is, do you want to deal with Chris again over the airwaves or not?
I've basically very emphatically and simply stated the purpose for the article. It began as a search for information about how and when the Federal Reserve actually began to be formed.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get into political issues. I did not get into religious issues.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, he accuses me of attacking Catholicism. I don't mention Catholicism.
Well, he said something about the Jesuits.
Well, that's the Jesuits. Mm-hmm. That's a totally different issue from Catholicism. If he does his research on the Jesuits, he'll understand what that means.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I looked at dates and places and things like that. I was tracking genealogy and time frame.
Right. No, I understand that, Don. My question to you is, and it's like I told Chris, and I'll tell you the same thing, which you know, is that, you know, I've got other stuff to cover here. This wasn't going to be the content of my show today.
I was enjoying the show up until the point when he called and began making the same accusations and assumptions that he did last week. And I handled it as diplomatically as a person could on the radio.
All right. Do you want to take his call or not, Don?
I have no need to talk to him.
Okay.
I would suggest he promote his own agenda.
Right, okay.
That's my suggestion to him, okay?
Okay.
And thanks for letting me get that point across.
Not a problem. And you know, as I said, you know, if there's, you know, if there's literary differences between you two, I've already offered that he can send me an email. I'll forward it on to you. If you guys want to correspond, that's fine, okay? But to sit here and to, you know, basically interrupt my show with stuff that, in my estimation, is trying to compare apples and oranges and include something that he thinks should be in an article that wasn't there, you know, to me it doesn't make any sense. But
well, it's like if I write an article about how to wash an apple, he wants me to turn it into applesauce, you know.
I mean, right. Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's a better analogy than
okay.
The
pick. All right, well, listen, let's see. All right, I'll let you go then, Don.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on with Michael.
I was actually calling about Ron and Paul.
That's all right. Thanks. Thank you for getting off that subject. Go ahead.
Send you my bill. Well, here in Houston, the local talk show brainwashing artists are in here putting John Ron and Paul down like he's dirt and crazy and stupid, you name it.
Really?
You're really putting value. Yeah.
Is that mainstream?
Yeah. So you bet your Chris Baker. I mean, you know, all these guys are out there. They have to cut his throat.
Mm.
But anyway, I want to know. They're saying he doesn't even have a policy. He doesn't know what he's. He's not worth nothing. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have an agenda, which I, of course, a bunch of bull. But does he have a website I can go to prove they're wrong?
You know what? I think he does. Let me look here. You know what? I don't have it in front of me, though, Dan.
I'm bragging to RonPaul.com. I should just try it before I called you. But I just want to know what they're really bragging through the mud here in Houston.
Well, yeah, and of course that's what they're going to try to do. The facts are the facts, and you know, I look at the voting record, and Ron Paul's voting record has been constitutional throughout his career. And Ron Paul has got, and you know this already, Dan, Ron Paul has got them all running scared. To me, and I'm not comparing him in the, you know, in the political sense to John Kennedy because, you know, he's a Republican and Kennedy was a Democrat. But there, you know, as far as, a candidate who is really for the issues and looking out for the American people to a degree, he is way far and beyond above any candidate that is, you know, participating in these debates. And with that reason and that reason alone, we need him in office, okay, because he's not for the New World Order. He's for the American people.
Yeah, one more thing about him. The League of Women Voters didn't have him on their list of candidates for president. Can you get him on there? League of Women Voters is a very powerful group.
Who is this?
League of Women Voters.
League of Limited Voters?
Okay. Oh, man, stuff. I mean, if you can get, they've got a list of guys who they've announced are candidates, and he's not on their list. You should have the power to make them put him on there.
Okay, well, let me see what I can do about that.
You right. Ever heard of the League of Women Voters?
Oh, the League of Women? I thought you said the League of Limited Voters.
I'm sorry, League of Women.
Oh, the League of Women Voters. Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, no, I'll check into that, see what I can do about that. No, you threw me a curveball because I thought you said the League of Limited Voters. but anyway, no, I will do that. Okay.
Good thing.
Yeah. Anything else, Dan?
No, I'm scared to get involved.
Hey.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. All right, thanks, man. Talk to you later. All right, let me continue with this. Anyway, the vote, who had the most rehearsed answers? And the vote on that was John McCain. And John McCain is so animated. He's so, you know, he's like a puppet. You know, he stands there and he bangs his hand on the podium. Ron Paul was 6.4%. Duncan Hunter was 1.7%. So in that case, John McCain won, but he won for on a negative there. Next question. Who avoided the questions? Rudy Giuliani, 36%. Wonder why. As far as Ron Paul, he was at 6.3%, so he was in the bottom tier. Who had the best one-liner? Ron Paul, 31%. I don't know what that one-liner was. But at any rate, overall, according to the polls, Ron Paul came away a clear winner. And he's also going to be debating on the 15th of this month on Fox TV. And again, it is my personal opinion that email that was sent out from Aaron Russo, and I thank you, Aaron Russo, that all of the volunteers for the America Freedom to Fascism lambasted Fox News, and I do believe that that's the reason why he's in there. Phone lines are open. I'm going to talk a little bit about this program that RBN is looking at. Well, we're starting to piece together. In the meantime, I had mentioned last week on my show that a lot of people wake up and they start realizing that things aren't as they seem. They start realizing that they're being lied to on mainstream media. And the wider awake they become, the more isolated they become. They find themselves, they find their who they thought that were their friends leaving them behind because they live in denial. They don't want to face the issues. And so the stronger you are in the patriot movement, the patriot community, the less likely you are to be able to participate in mainstream, if you will, events. Don't look at me like that. I know what I'm talking about, and so do they, okay? My engineer again. Anyway, we've got a thing going with RBN where we're looking at getting people together on a local level and hooking them up within their respective communities so they can get active and start working on whatever issue that they wish to work on. It's a kind of a bonding thing because as I mentioned on my show last week, when I went out to the 9/11 conference last year, it was back in June, my wife and I went, and it was an instant friendship with almost everyone that I met. It was an instant friendship because we both were of like mind. And my wife happens to be sitting across the table from me right now, and maybe she'd like to give her thoughts on that. Why don't you say hello for us, Lindsay? Turn the mic up there, Marcus, and let's have Lindsay say hello. Speak into the microphone there and just say hello.
Hello.
Okay. Now, you and I attended this conference last year in June.
And we did.
Yes. You have to speak. Put the mic in front of your mouth there. There you go. Okay. Now, and you know me.
Listen, sorry. Normally I can talk the hind legs off a donkey, as you know.
Yes.
But I've got a microphone fright.
Well, that's okay. You're doing fine. But all I want you to do is tell the listeners, you know, we went out to this conference, and you know me, and you know that I was, you know, in my frame of mind with what I know about, you know, current issues and the fact that I'm awake, you know that in the mainstream, I was more of an isolationist. I couldn't, you know, when I talked to people and they clammed down, I just kind of isolated within myself. But when we went to that conference, mm-hmm. and we were among about, 1,200 people, mm-hmm. and they all were of liked mind. Okay. Did you notice the bonding that went on there and the fact that we were instantly friends and that we had endless things to talk about?
Absolutely. You were like a recluse before.
Before. Yeah. I'm glad you put that in there. And there I was very outgoing and sharing thoughts, views, ideas, and possible solutions. Whereas, you know, and I'm trying to convey to the listeners, because I know a lot of them know that try to get active, that they find themselves running up against a brick wall in trying to educate people. And this is where RBN comes in, folks, because I've said many times on this show that we are kind of like a preacher. All right. Now, there are networks out there that wake people up, and they do a very good job at doing it. RBN is a network that looks for solutions, and we keep people from going back to sleep. It's very important. Very important to have an airwave, a network like this, not only to bring people together, but also to continue to bring issues to light, to share the truth. Okay, it's like a fix. People get into it, even if they don't like what they hear. A lot of these people will continue to listen, and as they continue to listen and verify the information that's given through RBN, they start to become believers. And when they become believers, they become patriots. And we need more boots on the ground. The reason, why do I say this? Okay, I'm saying this because right now RBN is on a pledge drive. We are looking, to raise some money right now because they're in the process of getting an insurance settlement to pay up some of these back bills. They've got behind over an issue that happened in January, and I know a lot of you know about this. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on that. But I am going to say that they need an influx of funds to get over the hump here, folks. And I'm not talking about a dollar or two. I'm talking about there's some significant issues monetarily that must be addressed in the short term. Now, I want to thank – there's a lot of my listeners that have donated. They've sent some money in.
And I want to thank them for it. We really appreciate it. And rest assured, folks, this money is well spent. It's going to pay for necessary things to keep this network alive. But the reason I'm going through this again is because you need to, and by the way, I put my money where my mouth is, folks. I'm not just out here saying, hey, send in some money without contributing myself. Believe me, I do. Okay. And the reason that I'm telling you this is I want you, if you can afford to do so, and I'm not talking about a dollar or two, I'm talking about to make a pledge and send in some money. If you've got a business out there, which I had, and you can afford to send in $2,000-$3,000, send it in. Okay. If you can afford to send in $500, send it in. Look back at all the time that you've been listening to RBN. You've been listening to quality talk show hosts that have been bringing forth messages, and how much have you learned? What's that education worth? If you were to go to college and you were to or go into a technical school or whatever and pay to get the knowledge that you needed to go out and get a certificate to go into a particular profession, it would cost you tens of thousands of dollars to do. You can tune into this network and you can listen for free. You can go into their archives that they provide at no charge. And you can listen, and you can go into back shows, and you can just spend your day, if you wish to, talking or listening to your favorite talk show host. You can go in there and you know, listen to different talk show hosts. There is an abundance of information that not only the Patriot can you know, read and learn, but there's also for the new people that come in that are not Patriots yet, that are just waking up to this. They can go and literally get lost in this website. Folks, this, I know, is provided to you free of charge. It costs you nothing to go in there and look. And RBN has dedicated themselves to allowing you to do that. Now, there are other places out there that don't allow you to do that. And I know that some of you know what I'm talking about. And I'm saying that RBN provides that as a service to you folks for free. Now, they are running a pledge drive right now, not because they want to, because they need an injection. They need a shot. They need some funds to get over a hump here. All right? Otherwise, believe me, I know these people. They would not ask for it. And I'm asking you for it. I'm saying, please, if you can afford to, all this time, all this energy, all this money that you haven't spent, okay, listening to this network and having access to their archives and so forth, okay, look at it as training. Look at it as spending some money to go to a technical school and get a degree. You folks have a degree in patriotism. You have a degree in knowing what the issues are. And if RBN weren't here, you have to ask yourself how much you wouldn't know. So I'm asking you to dig down as much as you can. Hopefully this is a one-time shot. And I think the last time that they went on a pledge drive was a year ago. They don't do this as a rule, folks. They don't want to ask you for money unless they absolutely need it. And I'm telling you from the inside here, they absolutely need it. If you can send $100, fine. If you can send $500, send it. If you can send $50, send it. Now, if you're on a fixed income out there and you're trying to figure out whether to buy food or pay prescriptions, I do not want you to send in anything. And I'm going to take this a step further and tell you that unlike a number of talk show hosts that I know personally, I get involved with my listeners. Okay, matter of fact, I just walked out of the break room back here with a 20-minute conversation that I had with a listener that came down to the station, and we sat down and talked about issues. I had lunch Saturday with another listener who drove down from, I don't remember where it was, 20 miles from Georgetown. He drove down and we spent 2 hours having lunch talking about different issues. This is very important to me, but it's also very important to us at RBN, okay? I am accessible, folks. You can talk to me. You can send me an email. Anybody that sends me an email, I'm going to respond to it. All of you who have sent those to me, you know that I do, all right? This is an issue that brings us all together. This is a bonding issue. This is like a 9/11 conference where my wife just so graciously said, it's like we're friends. We all are friends. We may have our differences, but we have one thing in common, folks, and that is we want our constitutional republic back. So I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of more time on this. I am going to emphasize to you folks that we're not over the hump yet. Again, I want to thank the listeners that have sent money in. Yes, you got some bills paid, but there's more to be paid, and we're not out of the woods yet. Now, again, I'll mention there's an insurance settlement that's supposed to be coming that's going to pay off a lot of this stuff, hopefully.
But me being, my background being partially in insurance, I know how those adjusters work. And a lot of times they drag their feet for months and months and months, and it turns into years. Hopefully that won't happen here. But in the meantime, do me a favor, folks, okay? My listeners, I consider my friends. We're on the same page. I feel just like you guys out there that I felt like those people that I went to that 9/11 conference. Send in $20. Send in $50. If you can afford to send in $1,000, send in $1,000. But do it. Don't sit there and say, well, somebody else is going to do it. Because one day you may wake up and RBN may not be here. All right. That's all I have to say about that. But I got a caller on the line here. Bobby from Texas. Bobby, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Bobby.
Michael, how you doing, man?
You want to hang on for the break?
I sure will,
you
man.
Caught me right at the bad time. I'll be right back in 3 minutes, and then we'll talk.
Not a problem, bud.
All right, Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 1280 Shortwave, and Lindsay, my wife. See you in a bit.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Back, Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We got a short segment coming up to the top of the hour here, and we've got Bobby on the line. Go ahead, Bobby, you're with me.
How you doing, man? I just want to encourage everybody out there. I just started making a monthly donation to y'all, but today I'm going to send in a check for $2,000. This program and everyone out there, even the people in Austin that I know, when it went down and we didn't have it, boy, we were missing a lot, and boy, did the administration love it.
Well, you know, let me insert something here, folks. I want to let you know who Bobby is. Every time somebody calls in and orders a copy of Freedom to Fascism, it's this patriot out there that takes your email and sends it out free of charge. And I did that for a while, as you know, and we went through, I don't even know how many, it was like just a scores and scores and scores of them. And we ran out, and we got to a place where we couldn't make any more. I think they sold the master copy or something, but Bobby stepped in when I needed his help, okay? And I want you to think about this, folks. Here's a guy that stepped in when we needed help. And he stepped up to the plate, and he said, you know what? I'll take this pressure off of you. And if you think there's not pressure here, it's not pressure, but it's time-consuming. Because I was spending 2-3 hours a night putting this stuff together and sending this stuff out. And it's easy to do, but it's time-consuming. And we have to pay for this help to do it. So I want you to think about that. Bobby, I want to commend you and I want to thank you for what you've done for me up to date. And I know you're a great patriot. And I'll tell you what, I'm falling off my chair here, man, to know that you would do that. That, you know, people need to realize that this network is like blood in the veins of America, and America is dying, and we need to pump that blood faster.
It is basically what I'm going to tell you. It's something that you don't know what you got till it's gone. They're wanting to take our internet. They're wanting to take every way that we can communicate with each other, and once they do that, they'll take it from us. But if you look at even the donation page, they have $10, $20, $25. I'll tell you what, in numbers, we're very powerful. And I know a lot of people sit there, because I'm going to tell you, everybody, I said I was going to do this for a long time, and I sat on my butt, and I never did it. And you want to know what? It's something you got to make yourself do. That way you know some of your money is going to a very good cause.
And you know, Bobby, we haven't met personally. We've talked a few times. We've emailed back and forth a couple times, I think. But as I told the listeners, I'm accessible, okay? I just talked to a gentleman that's a listener that drove 20 miles to come down here and meet me. And I've got many listeners that have sent me emails that told me that they're going to do that. I had lunch Saturday with Ronnie, who lives up in some, and you have to forgive me, I don't even know what town it is. It's 30 miles from here, but he took the time to drive in here and meet me. And any of these people, including Bobby, will tell you that I'm for real. I'm not some guy barking over the lines here that's saying, oh, yeah, send me your money. I put my money where my mouth is. I'm here to do a job, and I'm getting it done. And this is a vehicle. This is a tool to do it, okay? And I want to make sure this tool keeps pumping the blood into the veins so we can revive America. That's my mission. That's John's mission, and that's Bobby's mission. Now, Bobby, you tell me for a moment. You were didn't you tell me you were a bit frustrated at some of the ways that you were trying to pass out DVDs and so forth and the flack you were getting? Didn't you tell me that?
Well, I was basically, you try to hand a lot of them to people, and people normally think when you hand them something, you want something in return. Go ahead.
Well, we got about I don't know, 50 seconds before the break. I want to keep you up here, but I want to tell people, you want to go online to PayPal at rbnrepublicbroadcasting.org. Give us a donation, as much as you can afford to give, folks, okay? If you can't, mail it to 1015 South Mays Street, Round Rock, Texas. That's Suite 100, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Put your donation in there. I'll see you in 2 minutes with Bobby, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with me, okay? I've got more to cover, and I'll talk to Bobby some more.
With